Anything new in terms of management of or prevention of the neuropathy with Oxali?
Well, we're doing a trial called the CONCEPT trial, and Axel Grothy and I are chairing that study. This study is attempting to use scheduling to help reduce the neuropathy. So we're using four-month blocks of on and off oxaliplatin with a modified FOLFOX7. And then also it's a randomized trial of calcium magnesium versus placebo. So I think that this trial will, A, validate the benefit of the calcium magnesium approach and hopefully tell us if that really improves the cumulative neuropathy tolerance as well as the acute neuropathy tolerance. And hopefully with giving people a four-month break and going back to oxaliplatin instead of having a median of about 6 months of therapy, we hope to be able to get out to 8 months of therapy. So that hopefully will give a longer time to progression of at least a couple months. I mean, what we saw in the TREAT trial is that the time to treatment failure, which includes the going off for neuropathy, really didn't change very much with the addition of bevacizumab. So that really tells you that you bump up into the same neuropathy problem at 6 months with or without bevacizumab. You're not going to get as much benefit, perhaps, as with an irinotecan regimen. So we definitely need to do something about that.
What about Neurontin?
I have found Neurontin to be helpful for people who have painful paresthesias. And also there's a second generation Lyrica, I can't recall the generic name, but that is another drug in that class that seems to be helpful for people who have painful or uncomfortable paresthesias. If it's just numb and it's not painful, I don't think those drugs help a lot. And I don't think they're neuroprotective in the sense that they will allow you to get more drug.
What do you think the magnesium calcium with eventually you're going to see?
Well, almost every patient that I've asked about it that didn't get it and then got it later has noticed that the acute cold-induced neuropathy is much better. And personally, I believe that patients can tolerate higher cumulative doses, but you know, that's a little hard to know if it's just your anecdotal observation or not. But I'm sure that for the acute neuropathy that it's beneficial, and hopefully it will allow people to get a couple more doses in.
Sounds like you're a lot less sure about the delayed neuropathy.
Well, there's no controlled data. The comparison by Eric Gamelin is a retrospective study of patients who got it versus patients who didn't get it in the same clinic, but we don't know how they were selected to get it or not. So there hasn't been any controlled trial validating it yet.